Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Micah Lee is with us. He's Executive Director of Cass County Conservation. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it very much. It's a good time to be in conservation this time of the year, where things have all come back to life now, and we went from cold to hot, just like that.
It is. A lot of good things going on out there. Camping's really picked up. Fishing's going well throughout the county. It's a fun time to be in the outdoors, that's for sure.
Have you noticed the big uptick in activities?
Definitely, yeah. Our campground has been really busy so far this spring. Lots of fishermen, lots of kayakers, which is kind of a new phenomenon that we're seeing a lot of those on the lakes. It's really picked up here the last 2-3 weeks.
That's going to feel pretty good. You're a Cass County native. You've seen a lot of growth. You've seen a lot of things happen in all corners of the county. It's going to feel pretty good to see where we've gone considering where we used to be.
Yep, it is. It's really fun to see and be part of. Hopefully continue that and push forward, and we'll expand and hopefully get more people in the outdoors.
Exactly. Well, that's what we're all about here today, talking about getting folks outdoors. You know, we spent the last year or so indoors, largely boxed in because of the COVID situation. So everyone got a little more cabin fever than usual, looking to get outside and do some things, get away from that screen that's always in front of us. And a lot of folks are really getting into fishing. It seems like fishing has really, there's really been an uptick in that lately.
It really has been. It's been nationwide, and it really kind of started with COVID. That was one thing you could do to socially distance, but get outside. You know, you can do it with the family and still stay safe during this past year. So I know license sales in Iowa and surrounding states really skyrocketed this past year. So it's been a big push throughout to continue that and not let just happened just because of COVID. We want to continue those trends going forward.
Sure. Well, we've got some pretty good public areas here in the county where folks can wet a line too. Have you noticed the uptick there?
Yes, we absolutely have. Yeah, we have a lot of great places in Cass County to go fishing. Lake Anita, the biggest body of water. Cold Springs down in Lewis is a nice little area to go to, really great shoreline access. Lots of our rivers and little streams are great fishing too that people kind of forget. And we have a plethora of small privately owned ponds that people get onto that are really accessible for most people. If you stop and just ask a landowner, chances are you can get an opportunity there as well. So
yeah. Are you hearing some good things? Things are pretty well stocked. Are folks having some success?
Yeah, we are. As the weather started to stabilize here the last few weeks, that sure helps. When we were having the cold days here and there, that makes it tough. But the fishing is definitely starting to pick up around. The bluegills are spawning, I know. Hearing some people catching some bass in different places as well. So it's just going to continue to get better until it starts getting really hot, and then it can kind of slow down once we start getting into August.
But yeah. Well, you know, as you alluded to earlier, maybe it's a product of the whole COVID thing too, but it seems like about every once a month or once every few weeks, I'm talking about fishing in some way, shape, or form here on the program. And here, that's what really we want to do again this morning with the Southwest Iowa fishing team becoming so popular. They've had a huge uptick in numbers there. We've had other groups and organizations. It used to be golf. Golf tournaments and things mm-hmm. were really popular. Now we're seeing some organizations do fishing tournaments and things like this. Well, you've got a fishing derby coming up for the youngsters here this weekend, and this is not new. You've been doing this for a little while.
Yeah, we've done it the past several years. We didn't have it last year, unfortunately, because of COVID, but we're happy to be able to offer it again to the youth of Cass County and the surrounding areas.
Sure. Who can participate?
Anybody under 15 years of age. You don't have to have a fishing license under 16 in Iowa. So as long as the kids are doing the fishing on their own, there's not a minimum age. So anybody 15 years or younger, we're happy to see them. We do limit it to the first 50 entrants, just because we want to keep the kids spaced so we don't have to worry about anybody catching a hook or something like that. So there's plenty of spots left though. So we're looking forward to hopefully a good turnout.
Okay, get them signed up as quick as you can.
Absolutely.
And how do they go about registering?
The best way is just to call us at the office at Cold Springs when our number is 712-769-2372.
Okay, easy does it. The old-fashioned way.
Exactly.
Make a phone call. Yep. That's awesome.
They can reach out to us on our Facebook page as well. We just would like name and phone number in case there would be a inclement weather that we'd have to cancel or reschedule.
Okay, very good. Now, this is this weekend, this Saturday at Cold Springs Park there by Lewis. So it's a nice convenient spot, pretty much center cut around the county folks to be able to come to. Is it only for county residents?
Nope. We'll allow anybody that wants to show up. We've had a few kids, lots of grandkids that are visiting that don't live in Cass County the past few years. So, no, we're happy to host anybody if they get signed up on time.
Okay. Now, this is a youth fishing derby, as we've outlined, for 15 and under.
Correct.
Do they need to be supervised?
We would appreciate having a parent there. We will have county staff on hand and volunteers. But if they are younger and, you know, are going to need some help doing things, as far as, you know, tying hooks and that stuff, a guardian would be great so we can continue to move throughout the park and check on other anglers. Okay. But we will help them as much as we can.
Sure. So not required, but common sense would tell you it would probably be easier. And let's face it, it's a good time for family interaction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's pretty fun. You know, we've had some kids, their first fish has been caught there, so that's a neat thing to see. You know, the big white eyes and bright smile of a kid catching their first fish is it's a pretty fun thing to see.
Yeah, I'm guessing there are probably never any pictures taken at
this event. No pictures at all.
Yeah. Everybody's got that picture phone in their pocket. Yep. It works that way. Okay, so what do they need to know? What do they need to bring with them?
They can bring their own rods, reels, tackle. They can fish for any fish available in the lake. We have bass, bluegill, red ear, sunfish, black crappie, channel catfish. So the way we do it is there are trophies for the three heaviest total weights. So we will record the weight of every fish the kids catch, and we will tally that up at the end. So the top three, there will be a trophy for those. And then we also give awards for the largest fish, the heaviest fish, excuse me, the longest fish, and the shortest fish. And we have trophies donated by Wyrick Welding there in Lewis that are really neat. So the kids have really taken a liking to those these past few years. So they bring tackle for anything they want. We will have rods and reels available for those that don't have them but still want to come. A limited amount of those, but we will have night crawlers and rods, reels, hooks, tackle, that kind of stuff. So if somebody wants to give it a shot that's never fished before, please come on down.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be a burden on mom and dad.
Absolutely
if you want to
not.
Give it a shot. They don't have to go out to Bass Pro Shop and load up.
Right. Yep. It's we'll try to take care of you as best as we can.
Okay. Very good. Well, that's a help on the parents as well.
For sure.
So it's actually not so bad because you know how much money they're paying every month for their internet access and those smartphones and things that the kids spend all their time on?
Yep. A $20 fishing rod can put a provide a lot of fun for not much money.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, isn't it? So there's another good reason to get out there and do this. What's the purpose in doing this for conservation? Just getting kids involved?
Yes, absolutely. We're just trying to provide an opportunity to get kids outside, experience the outdoors, see how fun it is, like you alluded to earlier, that trying to get them out from behind the screens and outside enjoying the outdoors. You know, and fishing is a hobby you can carry through the rest of your life as well. You don't have to be a young person to do it. You know, from until you can walk, until you can't walk anymore, you can fish somewhere. There's really good access at most of the local lakes, whether it be a fishing pier or a dock or shoreline access. So, yep, we just want to provide the kids an opportunity to experience the outdoors and get out there and enjoy it.
Okay. And it's just a couple of hour event. So
correct.
It's not an 8-hour long day type thing where the kids are going to lose attention and focus.
That's right. We'll start registration, check in at 8:15. That'll run for about a half hour, and we hope to have everybody fishing by 9, and then that will go till 11 o'clock, and we'll do some tallying as quick as we can and move on to awards, and we will also offer a raffle at the end where we try to send every kid home with something fishing related so they have a positive experience regardless if they don't catch any fish, which rarely happens, but it does because it is fishing, so you never know, but we try to make it a positive experience as much as we can.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that's very good. Now, bank fishing?
Yep, it's all shoreline access. Okay. Yep, we'll have an area marked off from the south side of the lake to the north side. And like I said, we try to keep the kids spread out as much as possible just to make it better fishing and then keep it safe as well.
Sure. All right. And so it's just a section. So anybody who might be using the park that weekend for anything else, don't worry. It's still good.
Exactly. They can basically the whole west half along the dam is available to anybody else that wants to use the lake during the tournament. They're they're more than welcome to be out there as well.
Well, very good. It's nice to have the support. You mentioned Wyrix. You've got some support coming from some different places there, too.
We do. Definitely a big thanks to our sponsors, Capels. They have donated prizes every year to give to the kids. And this year we have donations from Shields as well. So we'll have some nice prizes to give along with the trophies that Wyrix have made for us. So they've been great every year, you know, just more than willing to supply stuff for us to provide for the kids.
Sure. Okay. Well, it's always nice to have the kids a chance to do that. But now if Dad, say, for example, is going to come down and be with the kid for a while, is it okay if he brings a pole too?
He can.
Different area?
Prefer him to be in a different area and make sure he's licensed. The adults have to be licensed if they're going to be assisting the kid. Like if they're going to be casting, then the adult will need to be a licensed fisherman,
right?
Because they are participating in the act of fishing. So if they're not doing anything and they're just there kind of observing the kid, then they do not have to have a license. But if they're going to be doing any assisting with the children, they need to be a licensed fisherman.
Okay, very good. So it's just a couple hours. You can go out later on in the
day. Absolutely. Have some fun yourself. And that's the rest of the day. It's wide open. Have at it.
It's all yours. All right, very good. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, June 12th. And again, it's a free event.
Free event.
No cost to enter. All they ask is that you do register as quickly as you can. 712-769-2372. Just call the Cass County Conservation Board. They'd be happy to take that information. And again, check in starting at 8:15. They'll start fishing at 9 and run it through 11 at Cold Springs Park. Hopefully the weather, because it looks really good right now.
It does. It looks good so far.
Especially in the morning. Mm-hmm. So it should be pretty comfortable for the kids to be out. So we hope you have a great day and a good turnout. Micah, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you.